Issues including the placement of automated speed enforcement cameras will be discussed during Monday's City Council meeting, which will begin following a public meeting. Public meeting. The future development of the current Joe Trombley Automotive Services property at 67 Colborne Street W into a proposed six-story apartment-style condominium is the subject of a public meeting Monday at 1 p.m. in the Council Chamber. Before council are official plan and zoning bylaw amendments that, if approved, would allow for the construction of the residential building. The building would have one commercial unit on the ground floor and 31 one-bedroom suites between floors 2 and 5, with a sixth-story kitchenette, lounge work pod space, and outdoor terrace for residents. The property extends back to Victoria Street, and the plans includes 32 parking spaces, two of which would be wheelchair accessible, bicycle storage and an outdoor amenities space. Automated speed enforcement cameras. City Council will discuss the installation of automated speed enforcement cameras in three locations at Monday's council meeting to promote pedestrian safety. Fittens Road West, Park Street and Westmount Drive South are the streets recommended for the installation of the cameras from the Development Services and Engineering Department report. Fittens Road West is being recommended because 50% of drivers speed on the road where there is a school crossing for Orchard Park Public School and there is a lot of pedestrian traffic near the Fittens West Plaza. Park Street is being recommended because 60% of drivers speed on the road that is in close proximity to Samuel de Champlain Catholic Elementary School and Aurelia Secondary School. Westmount Drive South is being recommended because 50% of the drivers speed on the road that is in close proximity to Harriet Todd Public School. Automated speed enforcement is limited to use in school zones and community safety zones, where fines for speeding are doubled, reads the report. The speed limit in a community safety zone is 40 km per hour, whereas all the speed limit on most city roads is 50 km per hour. The primary focus of automated speed enforcement, ASE, is to reduce speeding and lower both the frequency and severity of collisions in areas already identified as high safety concerns. By targeting these critical zones, ASE aims to enhance road safety and protect vulnerable road users, the report states. When a speeding vehicle is detected and photographed, the registered owner will receive a notice of offense under the Highway Traffic Act by mail, courier or email within 30 days. The notice will list the violation, the fee and instructions on how to pay. Council will determine the speed threshold above the posted limit that triggers the infraction, the hours of operation for the cameras, and exceptions, such as for emergency vehicles. Once the locations are approved, staff will present an updated report to Council. Citizen of the Year Award. Aurelia's mayor and council will be announced the winner of the Citizen of the Year Award at Monday afternoon's meeting in the council chamber. Grant funding increase. Council will vote on a recommendation to transfer an additional $18,000 from the municipal accommodation tax to the grants committee budget to set a balance of $50,000 for the annual grants budget. Short-term rentals review. An inquiry motion filed by Councillors Joe Fallis, Jeff Chetwerzuk, Janet Lynn Durnford and Luke Leatherdale will ask staff for a report on a short-term rental accommodation licensing fee based on the number of bedrooms. Councillors are also requesting a broad overview of the short-term rental accommodation program to date. Cancellation of automatic fee increases. A bylaw to repeal automatic annual fee increases in the city's recreation, youth and culture programs is being recommended by Council Committee. Along the same lines, Council may decide to give certain staff the authority to set fee increases in the same department in the future, but if the annual increase is more than 5% in 1 year or more than 15% over 3 years, Council must be consulted prior to a decision. Closed session. There is 6 topics on land and legal issues that will be discussed in closed session during the meeting. Count. Ralph Sipala has a motion to reconsider a staffing issue, also to be discussed in closed session.